Cash the Seahawks spirit at Safeway. Purchase 3 participating products with your club card and you can win 2017 season tickets. You could also win a prize in one of our weekly giveaways. Just look for the shop and score participating player products. Don't miss the player of the week this week. Coca-Cola 12-pack 12-ounce cans. 4 for $11 when you buy 4 with your club card. Safeway, the official supermarket of the Seattle Seahawks. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents residing in Alaska, Idaho, or Washington, 18 and older. See official rules at shopscorealbs.com. Ends January 3rd, 2017.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I'm excited to be here with you today. If you'd like to call in for a business soul reading, the phone lines are open, and you can dial area code 626-231-0306. And if you're in the United States, you have a toll-free number you can call at 877-633-9454. That will get you in the queue, and then all you do is press star 1 to indicate you have a question, comment, or, you know, you just want to know what's going on with your business soul, that you want to know what it has, what messages it has for you and what it's wanting to share with you. So that's great. Give me a call and happy to assist any way I can. So recently, I've discovered with the help of my wife, she's the one who I have to thank for bringing into my awareness and to my attention about business souls. And so thank you, Stacy. Many of you know I do business consulting and work with business owners and entrepreneurs to assist them in taking their businesses to the next level. And before a particular call with a client, I tuned in to the soul of my client's business. And what I found absolutely astounded me. It brought me to the realization that every business has a soul and a message, and it wants you to know it and wants to share that message with you. And if we're not tapping into the soul of the business, then you're really missing out on an incredible connection that you can create, literally magic in your business. And it's like all the pieces of the puzzle will fall together for you when you start to engage in dialogue with the soul of your business. It's a phenomenal thing, and I am going to share with you a little more about that in a moment. And before I dive into today's show, I want to share with you something I'm really excited about. I'm part of a Manifesting Your Heart's Desires product that I'm getting a lot of incredible feedback on. The product features myself, Doreen Virtue, who is a Hay House author and radio show host, her son, Charles Virtue, Sonia Choquette, who's a New York Times best-selling author, and Thomas Baylor, an award-winning music producer who's worked with the legends in music such as Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones, Cher, Oprah, Steven Spielberg, and many, many others. And we have a 15 downloadable product for you. It includes audios, ebooks, PDFs of the audios, guided meditation, an 85-page home study course. I mean, basically, it's from soup to nuts, everything you need to learn how to manifest your heart's desire is in this product. And the product is valued over $197. For the launch of it, we're offering it for $29.95, so that less than $30 you can access all this incredible information. It's all downloadable, and to get information about it, just visit manifestwithmasters.com. Again, that URL, which you can write down right now, is manifest, M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T, withmasters.com. and you'll get more information from there. But I highly recommend it. It's a phenomenal opportunity, and it's really, really good content because, as you know, I talk a lot about manifesting your heart's desires and living life with intention and being able to create whatever it is that you desire. And so this is a way to learn, you know, more about that. You can learn how, if you're even eligible to manifest. And Charles Virtue and I talk about that very thing, eligibility of manifesting. And then I go into topics with Doreen about how she was able to manifest a car when she was younger with her family, how her father taught her and her siblings how to do that. And it's, you know, some just amazing interviews. And then Thomas Baylor talks all about creativity and how to tap into the muse in order to get creative and what questions to ask your higher self. I mean, it's phenomenal content and amazing material. And I am privileged and honored to be able to offer that to you. So for more information, go to manifestwithmasters.com, and you can see everything there about the product. And please give me some feedback after you buy it and tell me how much you love it. It's really, you'll be happily surprised how great of content it has. Okay, so let's get started. Last week, I had the amazing Michelle White Dove on, and hopefully you had a chance to listen to that show. Michelle was fantastic. Unfortunately, we didn't get to all the callers that we wanted to, so she's coming back on my show in October. I don't have the exact date on my calendar. I believe it's October 29th, but anyway, I'll let you know as we get closer to that date, and we're going to make sure that we can take a lot more callers than we did on the last show. You know, she gets talking, and the content is so amazing and rich about how we can work with our spiritual guides and our team from the spiritual realm. And it's like, I want everyone to be able to hear that. And when I start taking callers, then it really, it slows things up, and she doesn't get enough amazing content out because she is just a wealth of information. That was actually the second time I've had her on my show. And the first time she was on was incredible too. It was last November, right before Thanksgiving. And if you get a chance, if you haven't heard that show, I highly recommend you listen to that show as well. It was incredible. She talked about how she started getting into the business that she's in, how that developed and transformed, and it's a remarkable story, and it's one that I'll never forget. But I'm not going to share that with you right now. Just go to iTunes and pull up my name, Jaden Sterling, or my podcast, Soul to Profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, Radio, and you'll be able to easily see her show on there, along with 57 other shows I've done. So I think you'll really enjoy that. And while you're there, do me a favor. If you like my podcasts, if they're making a difference in your life, if you're enjoying them, please, please write a review for me on the show page through iTunes, because it actually helps my ranking within iTunes and allows more people to find my show and follow the show. So it's a real, real help to me if you would do that, and I thank you in advance, and I really appreciate that. Okay, so the you know, it was interesting. The month of July, my focus is on soul. And when we learn to tune into our soul, life becomes easy. It becomes joyful, fulfilling, and balanced. Like, that's the really amazing thing when we start to get out of our five sensory beingness, our humanness, and learn to set ego aside, and we step into who we truly are at our very essence, which is a soul, you know, a spirit and soul, our higher self. And when we learn to work with that entity and or being, whatever you want to refer to it as, life becomes pretty darn fantastic. You know, that's where miracles start to occur for you. That's where things happen for you, quote unquote, out of the blue, things that are unexpected that you never, ever thought would happen for you happen. And that's the conduit for those amazing, spectacular things happening is your soul and higher self. So I've learned and believe and work with even, you know, amazing business clients who are in corporate America and who most people would label or judge as being, you know, left brain and with that whole corporate mentality. It goes against the grain of being spiritual, but actually there are many, many people I'm finding in that environment that are ready to discover more about their higher selves. And, you know, maybe you're a person right now who's been brought to my show who, you know, you're in a transition in your life where you're wondering, gosh, is there more to it than this? I mean, what's going on? And, like, is this all there is? I mean, there's so much more that exists beyond consumerism, beyond materialism, beyond capitalism. And, you know, probably many of you know my story that I go back to corporate America, worked in my 20s in corporate America and was a voracious consumer. I wrote about this openly in my book, The Alchemy of True Success. And to me, that's not at all where I found happiness. I knew that there was something more to life, something more existed. And that's where I started to discover that, wow, you know, there are things available to all of us that can really assist us. In Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, he referred to them as invisible resources. And he's exactly right. They are resources and they are forces available to us that we can't readily see with our physical eyes. We can tune into them certainly with our third eye or pineal gland, which is an actual spot in the brain. Everyone has it. So we can make that direct connection with our higher self or spiritual self, whatever you want to refer to it as. It doesn't matter what you call it, and anything works. But what does matter is that you actually call upon it. Because there's a free will theory or a free will, I don't know what you want to call it, not really a theory, but a law that exists on this earthly plane. And there's a law of non-interference that exists as well, which simply means that those in the spiritual realm, in the higher dimensions, cannot interfere with our daily agendas and what we're wanting to do unless we ask. So that ask word, A-S-K, starts with an A, first letter of the alphabet, is really, really important for you to start engaging with energies, higher vibrations, and, you know, if you want the assistance. Now, if you want to, you know, keep making life difficult for yourself and keep jamming that square peg in a round hole, then go right ahead. But I really believe that we probably all, at a deep level, would like life to become a little easier, wouldn't we? I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's like, gosh, it doesn't have to be difficult. It can be simple. And no matter what you're going through, if you're going through a difficult time, it doesn't have to be as difficult as it may seem. You know, a lot when you simply change your perception or perspective on something that happens for you, when you change it from things happening to you to happening for you, you then start to see, wow, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes than you had any idea. And something that you're going through right now that may not be clear as to why you're going through it, don't worry. In time, you'll get clarity as to why it happened. I mean, it can be something so devastating that you just go, man, there cannot be a good reason for this happening. But give it time, trust in the process, and know that all things are happening for your highest and best. That's so important. I can't stress that enough, you know, that it's really, really critical to raise your consciousness and understanding that everything is happening for you. You are not a victim. You can change anything that you want in life, especially us living in North America. I mean, this is, you know, you're living in North America. There's absolute freedom here, freedom of choice, freedom of everything, and you can make a decision to change your life in an instant, but it's up to you. It starts with you. If you need assistance in that process, what do you have to do? Yes, you have to ask. Ask the spiritual realms, and it could be something to the point where you just say, universe, I need your assistance. And guess what? The universe already knows what you're going through. It knows where you are. It knows what you want to accomplish and where you're headed, and it will help you get there. But you have to ask with the most clarity that you can. Be clear about what you need assistance with, and I find that is really important too. And I'm getting to a point here, and I'll get to the business soul in a moment. But ask with utmost clarity and power. The more power and energy and feeling you put behind a prayer or a thought or an intention of asking, the faster the results will come. Okay? So it's really that simple. Just simply ask. Now, let's get into this soul, your business soul, because that's the title of the show today. I'm also going to continue the show next week because I just won't have enough time to cover all the details of your business soul. But it's pretty darn powerful stuff. Now, even for those of you who might be doing your work on an informal basis, which means that you're very early on in forming your company or entrepreneurial endeavor, you might not have incorporated yet. You might not have you might not even have a logo, but you still have a product that you're offering to people. You still have a service that you're offering to people, and you're doing these things. It may be part time right now, which is fine. So whether it's on that level, or maybe you're someone who's been in business for years and you're established. You have a regular clientele. You've been in business a long time. You are someone who has been clear, and allowed for your business to transform as you go along, or maybe you're someone somewhere in between, which is great. It doesn't matter where you are on the business development process. The key is that your business soul comes into existence the moment, the actual minute that you consciously take steps toward offering your product or service to others. So, if you can think back to right around the time frame that you were, that the thought came to you, okay, I know this is what I want to do. And then you started to take a step toward that dream or that vision. That's when your business soul started to take form. It started to come into existence when you made the conscious decision to create your business. So that's when it's formed. Now, as you formalize your business entity by incorporating or filing as a sole proprietor or create a launch date for your business, that's really the birthday of your business soul. So once you create that day and then you add some follow through, which means that you give more thought and more energy and more action in the direction of bringing your business to fruition, all of these things affect the soul of your business. They have an impact or an imprint on your business soul. So I think you're probably starting to feel like, okay, this, I can see how that would affect that. Just as you are a soul and a physical body, your business is a soul in a different vibration, in a different realm that is where it exists. And it exists on a different plane because it's nothing that you can see physically, but yet it's tangible, it's real, and it's an actual entity. So your business soul is an entity of itself formed from your vibration. Let me say that again. Your business soul is an entity of itself formed from your vibration. The name of your business is less important than the intention behind your business. If your intention is to only make money, then your business soul will not be fully developed, nor will it be able to access the guidance from higher realms. In other words, it will be limited in its ability to grow. However, if your intention is to make a positive difference in other people's lives, to be of service, and to do so with utmost integrity, and to service your family and community, then you've got a fully developed business soul that also has direct access to universal guidance and support, and the support from all that is as well, which, you know, in the past I've referred to that as God or source, but now I've come to know that it's all that is. So that's really powerful. You know, that's a really powerful statement. So I'm hoping that as you're listening to this and I'm sharing this with you, that you're starting to get the feeling and the effect that, wow, all the energy that I'm putting toward my business, it's really important to understand what is the outcome that you want. Is it only self-serving, which is, you know, wanting to make a whole bunch of money and not really caring about the you know, others and what you're offering or the quality of the product or whatever, which I know anyone listening to the show, I'm sure that's not the case. You're much more enlightened and you're down a path of raising your vibration, raising your energy level to the point where that white light is shining from within you. And as you do that personally on an inner level, so does your business. And it allows for your business to have favor shined upon it from the universe. I mean, imagine that. Imagine that your business, out of all the businesses out there, the universe is shining favor on it, that the universe is putting a spotlight on your business. Isn't that amazing? Like, I think it's so incredible. And, you know, what would that do for you? Well, gosh, it would allow many more people to find out about your work. It would allow your message or product or whatever it is that you're offering others to go out into the universe to be, you know, transforming other people's lives, and people will talk about your work more because they'll be able to pick up on the vibration that you're a caring person, that you're someone who really wants to make a difference for others. How powerful is that? I mean, it's almost mind-boggling how simple and how powerful this is all at the same time. It's just incredible. So, you know, your intentions really do affect your business soul. I mean, I can't say it any more plainly or simpler than that. Now, you might find it helpful to think of your business soul as your partner and see how that changes your relationship with your business, specifically how you think of your business, your clients, your products or services, and what you desire to accomplish. You know, folks, this goes way beyond putting together a business plan. Like, this transcends that. This is foregoing conventional wisdom, and I know this is totally, like, unconventional, and that's what I probably love most about it, that so many people aren't even thinking about this idea. They're not even tapping into their business soul. I know it took me decades to learn about this, and I'm a pretty soulful, spiritual guy. But again, it's been a very recent phenomenon that I have my wife to thank, who brought this to my attention, that, you know what, business has a soul too, and she's absolutely right. Now, let's talk a little bit about how you can get in touch with your business soul. Okay, ready? So hopefully you have a piece of paper and pen. And this is what you do. It's super easy. You find a quiet place where there are no distractions. So whatever that looks like for you, get there. You know, it can be, I don't know, whatever. It can be out in nature. It can be out in front of the fireplace, it can be in a closet, I don't know, whatever. Whatever works for you, but make sure there are no distractions. And have a seat, sit down with a piece of paper and pen, and bring to your mind your logo. Now, if you don't have a logo, think of your business name and see this in your imagination. So in your imagination, you're either going to bring to mind your business logo or your business name. And then what you do is you keep repeating the name of your business over and over and over. I mean, you may say that name 100 times. You may only need to say it 20 times. Doesn't matter. But at some point, you're going to feel ready. And when you feel ready, it's like you're just going to know, okay, now's the time. And when you feel that moment, you say, hello, and then you insert your business name. So I would say, hello, Jaden Sterling International. And then and or you know, you insert whatever your business name is, and then you say, what is it that you want me to know right now? Okay? What is it that you want me to know right now? And then listen. And the key is to listen without agenda or thought. Try not to get into your conscious thinking mind. That's ego. Stay out of there. Just be open and listen. And this is how your business soul is going to speak to you. It'll be either like an inner whisper, or it could be visceral, like a inner knowing. You just feel it so powerfully, the message that your soul, business soul, is trying to share with you. Or, you know, it might even tell you what direction to go in and what path to take. It might show you visually what direction or what path to take in. You know, you might see something in your imagination that your logo or that your name is showing you, representing to you. If you don't, this is also a great way to get a logo idea, is to, you know, ask your business, what do you think? What logo should we use? And start to partner with your business. This is how you do it. You start to connect with that voice of your, that soul of your business. And just like you connect with your soul, that's how you do it with your business soul. You know, and it's pretty simple. I don't think I need to repeat the steps, but I will. But, you know, like I say, find a quiet place and no distractions. That's key. You cannot be distracted during this process. Sit down with a piece of paper and pen. I don't recommend any kind of electrical devices, because that will change the connection that you can make with the soul to make it a little more difficult. So rather than typing out on an iPad or iPhone or whatever, or any other kind of device, just go with paper and pen. And then in your mind's eye, in your imagination, you start to see, you imagine your logo, or start to, or imagine your business name. So you need to see that actually in your imagination. And then keep repeating your business name over and over and over. And initially it may take a long time that you keep saying this name, but at some point you're going to feel a shift, and you're going to feel like, okay, now I can go in. Now I can have this conversation. And when you're ready, all you say is, hello, hi. Insert your business name. And the question to ask is, what is it that you want me to know right now? And then listen without agenda or thought. Don't try not to have any thoughts. Don't censor this. You may even want to write that question at the top of your page. What is it that you want me to know right now? You can accomplish automatic writing by then putting the writing implement in the opposite hand, in the other hand, your non-dominant hand, and then allow that to communicate, your soul, business soul, to communicate with you that way. You know, there are so many different ways to do this. But go with what feels right to you. That's the key. So now, you know, chances are your business is trying to get your attention anyway. It wants you to know it will support you as long as you support it. And how many of you are probably asking, well, how do you support your business? It's easy. You discover its intention or the direction that it wants to go and what it desires, and you honor it. Your business is your business, nobody else's business. And you are in direct partnership with it. So rely on it. Trust it. Go where it is leading you, not where you want to take it. And that's really big. You know, in order to do that, you need to release your agenda and you need to follow its guidance. That's the key. Follow the guidance of your business. And if any of you are having difficulty around, you know, this process, experiment with it over the next week. You know, reach out to me. I'd be honored. I do business soul readings and coachings. I'd be honored to do that for you. You can find out more about that at Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling.com. Click on Wealth Mastery Institute, and then go to Wealth Mastery Coaching. And that's how you'll book an appointment, either an hour long or half hour. I just started offering those because I had some time in my schedule available. So I'm happy to do that for you. If you're trying to, you know, maybe early on in this process, you're not able to fully bridge the gap between you and your business soul and you need a little assistance with that, that's perfectly fine. That's what I'm here for. I'm happy to do that for you and for those of you. But keep, you know, keep on this process. Keep working with your, you know, the saying hi and asking the question, what is it that you want me to know right now? Because as you, with your intention, as you partner with your business soul more and more, you're going to find it a lot easier to do this. And next week, I'll go further into connecting, how to connect with your business soul, and how to best work with it. Because after we make that initial connection and start a dialogue with our business soul, we then need to figure out, well, what do we do with that information? You know, how do we filter it out, and what do we go with, and you know, how do we best work with it? Because that's really the key. This process should be fun, enjoyable, and it is designed to help support you and your business to become the most profitable ever. So have a great week, everyone. Thanks so much. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Find coverage based on your budget today. Stay in control of your spending. Insurance and your wallet splendidly blending. Be so happy, pappy, you'll just want to dance. Found a policy that fits you like painted on pants.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.